Killing sacred cows, overcoming the financial myths that are destroying your prosperity. Authors, Garrett B. Gunderson, Stephen Palmer. The dictionary defines a sacred cow as an individual, organization, institution, teaching, or belief often considered exempt from criticism or questioning. In the financial world, sacred cows are the myths and traditions that distort our thinking about money, wealth, success, and prosperity. These myths are widespread and constantly reinforced. Myth number one, the finite pie. Myth. All resources are scarce and limited. If you want something for yourself, you will have to take it from someone else. Reality. There's enough for everyone, and we can always create more. We can prosper with others, not just at their expense. In the scarcity mindset, we take it for granted that our society does not have enough resources or productivity capacity to fulfill everyone's needs and desires. Overcoming the myth of scarcity and replacing it with an abundance mindset is achieved by understanding the following truths. The principle that exchange creates individual and community wealth implies that by continuously exchanging goods and services, we can create infinite value from those goods and services. If resources are finite, scarce resources plus human ingenuity, individual ideas of value, and continual exchange can create infinite productivity from the available resources. The quality of our lives is not determined by the quantity of our stuff. Myth number two, you are in it for the long haul. Put all your money in a retirement account and forget about it. Retirement is going to cost you everything you can possibly save and maybe a little more. Reality. Don't let your money stagnate beyond your control. Put it to productive use so it can benefit you now and in the future. There's a strongly held belief that wealth is determined by how much money we have accumulated in the bank, investments, and in retirement accounts, regardless of any other factor. The accumulation approach is wrong and destructive because the wisdom that is taught is at direct odds with what is actually in our best interest. Myth number three. It is all about the numbers. Myth. Wealth means numbers on account balances, and you better hope they're big numbers. Reality. Wealth is doing what you love to find, joy and fulfillment. Focusing on numbers prevents us from achieving true wealth. In a world of cause and effect, money is an effect while creating value for people is the cause. Productivity is the standard of value, not numbers. And money as represented by numbers is just a reflection of value creation, not actual value or prosperity. The amount of currency available to you does nothing but make you more of what you already are. A bank balance doesn't have the power to change people. Only people can change their understanding of a relationship with their bank balance. Myth number four, financial security. Myth. Financial security means steady paychecks and benefits. We are entitled to protection and benefits from a corporation, the government, or someone else. Reality. We ourselves are the only source of security in this life. But unlike those who depend on external forces, we can make ourselves truly secure. There's a belief that external factors such as financial products, corporations, government health, and retirement benefits are the source of security. Successful people understand that the only true security we can find in this life is the security of responsibility. Security to consumers is based on things outside of themselves and their choices. Producers are the responsible, innovative, and creative people who create all the products and services that we buy and use. They are more concerned with giving than receiving. Myth number five. Money is power. Myth. You have to have money to make money. Money is evil, but it is power. Reality. Money is nothing more than an expression and byproduct of value created by people. We put our faith in money rather than in the things that create money. This misplaced faith supports all other dominant myths: scarcity, accumulation, and security. Money is a representation of value. The creation of value is what we should all be seeking in order to create true prosperity. When people come across investment opportunities, they fail to act because they automatically assume that they can't make it happen without more money than they have. Myth number six, high risk equals high returns. Myth, safe investments yield low returns. High returns come from risky investments. Reality, investments that support or align with one's sole purpose have less risk and more return. Financial institutions have reduced financial success to a matter of gambling, pure and simple. The philosophy that high returns necessitate high risk comes from relying on products, companies, and people other than ourselves. To increase our returns, we must take responsibility for increasing our chances of winning and decreasing our chances of losing. The reality is that the best investments with the highest returns are, by their nature, the lowest risk. This myth destroys our human life value and limits our potential because it leads us to avoid responsibility with our investment decisions. Myth number 7. Self-insurance. Myth. Spend as little on insurance as possible. It's nothing but a drain on your resources. Reality. Get the best insurance you can. It decreases your risk and increases your productivity. In our current financial environment, we are taught that the underlying goal is to accumulate enough assets to be self-insured, to have enough money in the bank to cover every eventuality that insurance would protect us from. Simply, having a lot of money in no way protects you from the loss of that money. In fact, the more money and assets a person has, the more important insurance becomes. Self-insurance is really no insurance. The myth is destructive to our human life value because it's based on price, ignoring the value insurance offers and the cost of not having it. It also severely limits our capacity to produce and live up to our potential by making us subject to fear, doubt, and worry. Myth number 8. Avoid debt like the plague. Myth. Debt is bad, dangerous, and scary. Keep out of it. Reality. Understand the difference between debt and liabilities, and wisely leverage the right liabilities to increase your prosperity. Most of us don't understand debt in the true accounting sense, instead relying on the common usage of the words, anything that is owed to somebody else. A liability is something that is an expense in our life, including many of the things we think of as debts, such as car loans, small business loans, and so on. The only time we're in debt, in the true accounting sense, is when our liabilities are greater than our assets, those things that provide income or potential cash flow in our lives. We do want to avoid true debt, having more liabilities than assets, but we don't want to avoid incurring liabilities, owing something to someone else, that can be beneficial to our productivity, value, creation, and prosperity. Myth number 9. A penny saved is a penny earned. Myth. Price is what matters more than anything else. Don't spend your money except if you find a good deal. Reality. Price is a small concern relative to value. Focus primarily on value, and you'll make and save more money in the long run. For the most part, price has become our most important consideration when it comes to making financial decisions. Most of us sacrifice what we really want because of our view of money. Instead of focusing on the price, the overriding factor of all our financial decisions should be value. Price alone should never be the reason why we do or do not buy something. Defeating the myths. Many destructive myths have become so ingrained into our social consciousness that they're extremely difficult to identify and overcome. When we begin to analyze financial myths and trace them back to their roots, we find that there is actually very little truth to them. Much of our mediocrity and negative emotions originate in false and limiting social agreements, many of them dealing with finances. Our greatness can only be merged when we develop the courage to break through these financial myths and become free. As long as money is our primary concern in the world, we will never become who we were born to become.